This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine, of course, with Harriet and Taz. Hey, Harriet, we had another extraordinary thing occur during the week, which was the anniversary of what I think are probably the worst bushfires that ever occurred here in Victoria. I recall the day very clearly. I happened to be at a wedding that day. One of my very dear friends got married that day, and we had really no idea what was going on. You know, we were sucked into the wedding. We were dealing with the heat and the extraordinary impact that that had on us as sort of people attending this wedding. To discover when we got home that there were these massive bushfires everywhere and this absolute shock and horror that occurred.
Well, Black Saturday was the most horrific natural disaster that we've seen in Australia. As far as bushfire is concerned, Victoria is the most fire-prone state in the entire world. And on that day, 173 lives were lost, with a further seven people succumbing to injuries following the fire. 450,000 hectares were burned. We had thousands and thousands of farms and houses destroyed.
It was horrible. Estimates, it was horrible.
Over 12,000 animals, a million livestock, a million animals in total are thought to have perished in
horrible,
those fires.
Horrible.
And the impact has just been devastating and enduring. But through all of that, the enormous hope and courage and kindness that has shown itself to be as resilient as nature, in fact, that as these little green shoots came back, then it was as much about communities recovering.
We have on the phone Carol Wright, who's the convener of the psychology for Safe Climate. Carol, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Taff.
Thank you. And you've got Harriet on the other line as well. Carol,
yes.
What an extraordinary experience that was, and it's had such a massive psychological impact on so many people. What are your reflections on that?
Well, it was a horrifying experience, and the impact lasted many years for people. It was found that even 4 to 5 years after the event, that a quarter of the people were still suffering from post-traumatic stress as a result. So it just shows that the impact's lasting, and people need ongoing support for some years to help them recover.
Can people actually ever get over this?
Is it possible? Well, I think some of the stories that we read about and saw on ABC about people 10 years later, that people have recovered, but their recovery means that they actually have a very different future, and they come to terms with life never the same as it was before. It's like a pre-fire life and a post-fire life.
It was interesting.
And those who... Sorry?
Go on.
And those who have recovered have... actually, will I be able to talk about that and actually invest some hope in a very different future that is sort of remarkably conscious of the past, but also of what they value in the life and a different purpose.
It was interesting that at the service on Monday that was held in Melbourne, and again at a number of services that have been taking place throughout regional Victoria over the course of this week, people have talked about time seeming to pass in a millisecond of 10 years, but also that memories come back and come back very, very suddenly, and again that scar tissue is still very, very raw and there's still a lot of pain associated with that. What are the sorts of things that have helped people to tell their stories and to recover and to regroup or perhaps build that resilience?
Well, one thing is that people actually who are still in the bush and see the bush recover, it actually helps them recover. That has been found to be so. But also the support of friends and family and being able to talk about their experience, not being shut down, not shut down and, oh, we've heard it all before, but actually giving people a good chance to talk and listen in a really deep way, and not to push people to sort of finish it off quickly. Mm. But even the people talking now about what happened before, to sort of give them a chance to sort of talk about what's changed for them.
In their own ways.
Listening in their own way. And listening is really the most therapeutic thing that all of us can offer. And to not be impatient, but to really actually have empathy for their predicament they've been through and what's happening now for them.
Mm. Carol, as the convener of Psychology for a Safe Climate, are you suggesting in any way that climate change is having an impact on people's mental health?
It certainly is. It already is.
Not talking about the extreme occurrences like the bushfire that we've been talking about, but climate change, the sort of changes that are occurring every day that sometimes are not that noticeable, is that really having an impact on people's mental health?
It is. Our group works with climate activists and those who are working in the field as scientists and researchers, and we offer supportive groups and with art therapy meetings to help people express their feelings. And it's certainly true that those who actually understand that climate change is happening now are feeling the impacts. They feel intense fear about the future. They feel at times very hopeless and despairing, especially when they see the lack of action being taken by the government to address the problem. And they see a very big future for those that they love in their lives, especially those who are parents and grandparents, are very concerned about the well-being of those who are to come. And so they're not gilding the lily about what the future is. And I think that the experience of the bushfires actually reminds people that what happened then is actually going to happen on a more intense basis in the future. So the anniversary actually increases the intensity of those who are concerned about climate change really feeling the impact of the future changes that are going to happen and the insecurity people feel about the future being as it is now.
I'm very tempted to say, jokingly, but there's a grain of truth in this as well, that climate change deniers have a detrimental impact on my mental health. I mean, I just can't believe that here we are in 2019 and we still have to argue that climate change is actually real and occurring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's true that they do, because it actually makes people who are aware of climate change quite angry to hear the deniers and to know how much impact they've had on public opinion and on political leaders, that they've actually impeded the engagement seriously to the scale that's needed to address what's really become an emergency. So it does have a deleterious effect on people to have climate deniers being given such a space to sprout their denial.
Yeah. Absolutely. It is one of those things that does require that ongoing attention and being countered at every turn. But in relation to making sure that we're aware of the psychological impacts of bushfires and climate change, Carol, thank you so much for joining us to have a chat this morning on Saturday Magazine. It is something we do have to be constantly aware of, and this week in relation to Black Saturday and the anniversary is one further example of the large-scale impact that natural disaster can have, but also the ongoing effects of climate change more generally.
It's also in the context of all the events that are happening, like the fires in Tasmania that are wrecking 1,000-year trees that will never recover, and the fish that died in the Murray-Darling, and the floods. You know, it's all happening. The evidence is happening now at the same time as the anniversary.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Carol Ride, the convener of Psychology for a Safe Climate.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.